from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, a major internet outage affecting Microsoft has been disrupting flights, banks, hospitals, and other major companies around the world. Problems continue even hours after the tech company said it was gradually fixing an issue affecting access to Microsoft 365 apps and services. Governor Murphy says as of 3 a.m., he has activated New Jersey's State of Emergency Operations Center, is using local agencies to assess the impact this is having on basic operations, and he's enlisted the help of Homeland Security and other agencies to provide him with updates. Former President Donald Trump officially accepting his party's nomination at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee last night. Trump talked about nearly losing his life to an assassin's bullet, but he says he'll never talk about it again because it's too painful.
I heard a loud whizzing sound and felt something hit me really, really hard on my right ear. I said to myself, wow, what was that? It can only be a bullet.
Trump's address, among the longest convention speeches in modern history, marked the climax and conclusion of a massive four-day Republican pep rally. Meantime, President Biden's campaign chair says he's still in the 2024 presidential race. Jen O'Malley Dillon pushed back against reports that the president was considering exiting the race.
You know, I'm not here to say that this hasn't been a tough several weeks for the campaign. There's no doubt that it has been. And we've definitely seen some slippage in support, but it has been a small movement.
She acknowledged the campaign's recent struggles, but said one of their top priorities moving forward is going to be assuring the American people Biden is fit to serve another term. Dillon insisting support for Biden is strong and says unity among Democrats is what will beat Donald Trump in November. She repeatedly warned of the consequences of the former president winning a second term. The director of recreation for Brick Township accused of theft and issuing fake permits, 46-year-old Daniel Santinello allegedly pocketing money from fees taken from private organizations to use the town's ball fields. Investigators say he covered up the alleged thefts by requiring organizations to pay in cash and created fake permits. Meantime, a former Essex County corrections officer has admitted to accepting money to smuggle cell phones and tobacco products into the jail. 36-year-old Efren Wade of Jersey City pleading guilty, saying he agreed to accept $14,000 from an undercover agent to smuggle the items into the jail last year. Download our free app, sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Looks like a nice weekend ahead. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrell's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey, fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Here comes the weekend, and the bulk of it will be dry across New Jersey. But there is one little snag here, a mini storm system swinging by tomorrow with a chance of showers and maybe even a thunderstorm. Not a huge deal. The risk of severe weather is low, just some raindrops that may briefly affect your outdoor plants. Tonight looks great, mainly clear and still comfortable. Low temperatures dip into the lower to mid-60s. We'll be back in the lower to mid-80s tomorrow with more clouds and spotty showers and maybe a thunderstorm. That chance is centered on the early evening hours tomorrow. Sunday, partly sunny, a bit warmer and more humid. Highs push into the upper 80s, and we'll be upper 80s to around 90 on Monday. One more dry day with skies turning mostly cloudy. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Clark, 83, Middletown, 81, Atlantic City, 76. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Lester Glen Auto Group. Did you know that Lester Glen Auto Group has locations in Toms River, Ocean Township, Freehold, and Seagirt? Treat yourself to a new vehicle this summer from the team that's dedicated to your experience. Get started at lesterglen.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.